Just say a couple of words about the practice of chanting. That this is an energy body chant. Really, anytime we're chanting, it's an energy body practice. And so there's different ways you can be chanting the words and thinking about their meaning, but you can also be tuning into just the subtle felt sense in the body of the sounds vibrating and how the energy body is vibrating with the sounds and just the sense of chanting and how it feels. You might notice how chanting has an impact on samadhi. Samadhi impacts chanting. And so really just taking this on as a kind of practice. It's often a devotional practice. So you're thinking about the meaning of the words, feeling the energy body. Also, you can have this sense about the heart. Like, how is the heart resonating with or opening with this particular practice of making sound, chanting? And then the last suggestion, just for ways to kind of listen and practice in this way, is to, you can feel your own voice and your own chanting, and then also just attuning to the group and the kind of sangha's voice, how it's resonating, how we're balancing. None of this is about sounding good or doing it well. It's way more about just feeling it in the heart and the particular, your own energy body, but then the energy body of our sangha here as collective practice. So we'll chant in Pali, and then we'll do this English version. This is the English version translation from Amravati. So probably many of you know it. If you haven't done this English version, there's a particular way we kind of have a steady tone and we go up and down from that, but you'll learn it. And one of the beauties of having this be kind of a regular practice that we tap into is you'll get to know the sutta. The phrasing and even some of the Pali words might pop out at you. It's a really nice way to start to learn some of the Pali. And some lines, I think, are especially beautiful, like the Sabbe Sata Bhavantu Sukhitata. So maybe that's familiar. Sabbe Sata is all beings. Sata, our beings. Sabbe is everyone. And then Sukhitata, we've been talking about Sukha, this happiness, easefulness, contentment. So Sukhitata, may all beings be at ease. And then other of the vocabulary you might notice, like Majjhima is in there. That's the medium-sized being, the Majjhima Nikaya, the middle-length discourses. So we're the middle-sized beings, Majjhima. And then Digha is big, right? Digha Nikaya, the long discourses. So that's like the whales, the ones that have big bodies. And then I actually don't know what part of the Pali is the small bodies. Maybe some of you do know. But anyway, you can kind of parse out what we might be saying here. It's really fun, I find. So we'll chant together and then we'll sit some. So. Karaniyamata kusalena Yantam santam param abhisame cha Sakko ujucha sujucha Suvaccho cha samudu anatimani Santu sakko cha subaro cha Apakincho cha salahukauti Santindriyo cha nipako cha Apagabo kulesu ananugido Nachakuram samachare kinchi Yena vinyu padeyu pavadeyu. Sukhino wa kimino hontu. Sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitata. Ye kechi panabhutati. Tasa vata varava anavasesa. Digavaye mahantava. Majimarasa kanukatula. Ditavaye wa adita. Yecha dure wasanti awidure. Bhuta wa sambhave siwa. Sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitata. Na paro param nikubeta. Nati manyeta katta chinam kanchi. Vyarosana patiga sanya. Nanya manya saduka micheya. Matayata niyamputam. Ayusae kaputamanura. Evampi sababhutesu manasambhavaye aparimanam metancha sabalokasmim manasambhavaye aparimanam Ura marocha tiriancha asambaram maveram masapattam titancharam nisinova sayanova yavatasavigatamido etam satim mariteya Brahma-mittam viharam midamahu. Ditincha anupagama silava. Dasanena sampano. Kamesu vinayagedam. Nahi jatu gabarseyam punaretiti. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, freed from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.